AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former FBI Director James Comey's been indicted again. Ed Donahue has details.
This time, the indictment is over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach.
And this indictment stands out because of the name of the defendant.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the shells made out the numbers 8647, a threat to the president.
His alleged conduct is the same kind of conduct that we will never tolerate and that we will always investigate and regularly prosecute.
86 is a slang for getting rid of or throwing out. Donald Trump is the 47th president. Comey, who was fired by the president, has said it was a political message, not a threat. Speaking to Fox News last year, President Trump disagreed.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination.
Comey was indicted in September on separate charges. The case was later dismissed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict from Europe to the Middle East.
Britain's Prince Charles addressed a joint session of Congress today, marking the 250th anniversary of American independence.
From the bitter divisions of 250 years ago, we forged a friendship that has grown into one of the most consequential alliances in human history. I pray with all my heart that our alliance will continue to defend our shared values with our partners in Europe and the Commonwealth and across the world.
The United Arab Emirates says it's leaving OPEC effective May 1st, stripping the oil cartel of its third largest producer. Oil prices climbed, Brent crude up about 2.8%. On Wall Street, the S&P and the NASDAQ retreated from record highs. This is AP News. 15 games in Major League Baseball tonight, one team under new leadership. Mike Kempen reports the Phillies fired their manager after losing 11 of 12 games.
Manager Rob Thompson is out after leading the Phillies to four straight playoff appearances. Philadelphia is 9-19 this season, tied for last place in the majors. Bench coach Don Mattingly has been named interim manager through the end of the season. Mattingly's son Preston is the team's general manager. This is believed to be the first father-son GM-manager combination in baseball history. The Phillies have a payroll of more than $300 million, but have been one of the biggest flops. Thompson is the second manager fired this year. The Red Sox fired Alex Cora on Saturday. I'm Mike Kempen.
The Phils host the Giants tonight. Right now, they're tied with the Mets for last in the National League East, with the worst records in Major League Baseball. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.